Saturday, November 14th, join us at the JW Marriott Desert Ridge for Financial Fest, the annual event that's been going on for years. There is no admission charge. You can park free, and you will get a lot of great information. Troy Eckerd will be there, CEO and president of Eckerd Global. Troy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. Can we start by telling us what we can expect to see when we come to Financial Fest as far as you're concerned?
Well, what I like from last year is that you have some very astute investors showing up to learn about different sectors of the market. And quite frankly, I think it's a small enough venue. You get a lot of one-on-one attention. You get your questions answered, and you have some real serious exhibitors who have nothing to do but be there to answer questions and to try to explain what's going on in the various markets. So I think it's a great opportunity for anybody that is a portfolio manager or someone managing their own portfolio to come to.
Almost every day on this show, we are reporting that the major producers, refiners, and so forth of petroleum products are just dropping to a point where we haven't seen in a long time. As far as investors are concerned, is now a time to buy into U.S. energy? Should they wait a while, or should they just run away thinking it's never going to get better?
Well, let's start with the last part. You shouldn't run away, because the fact of the matter is virtually everything we use is based on petroleum product, the transportation to get everything in your office, et cetera. So what you really have to do is understand the cycle that we're in. The cycle we're in is very similar to natural gas 4 years ago. We were too successful in the exploration efforts, and we've overproduced relative to global market conditions. So what we've done as a company, and what I think the investors have a tendency to do right now, is it may be a slightly too early to get involved in the energy business, because quite frankly, I think we have a pretty rough first quarter of 2016 coming up. And I believe that the time to invest will be in 2016. That's where you're going to be looking for distressed assets, undervalued assets, and some real downward pressure on some of these companies to divest assets that are not part of their core asset basket. It looks to me like we have a really, really nice marketplace for some buyers, but you got to be smart on where you put the money.
This downturn that we're experiencing now in the energy field, how long do you think that's going to last? You mentioned 2016, we might hit a point there where it's going to hit the bottom.
Yeah, I think this is going to be very much like natural gas. What happened for us is that the country had dropped about 3.8 million barrels of oil as far as daily output back in 2008. We almost got close to 9.5 million barrels. So we had about a 250-300% increase. What I'm looking at is that the oil market probably has created an artificial floor on pricing and an artificial ceiling. And what I mean by that is that because of the amount of oil that can be produced from these shales, we're probably looking at a ceiling price of about $85 a barrel for the next 4 or 5 years. But we're also looking at a floor in pricing of about $37.50 a barrel. And that's a pretty wide range. But what that really means is that, you know, anything lower than $37.50, we see a dramatic carnage of future drilling, existing production cost. It becomes very uneconomic for these producers. When you get to about $85 a barrel, it creates a lot of pressure globally, and all of a sudden you're back to oversupply of production. So there's kind of a sweet spot. I'm looking for 2016 to average about $57.50 a barrel, 2017 averaging about $70 a barrel. And I think that's a reasonable assumption on my part based on 30 years of experience.
Getting back to generalizations here about Eckerd Global, what sets your company apart from everybody else out there?
Well, the main thing is that I hate the word transparent because it's so overused by so many people who really don't mean it. But the fact is that Eckerd Global is an absolute hands-on, one-on-one company. We take our partners to the field. We deal with investors that actually want to know every intricate detail. Our clients are high-net-worth individuals and companies that are made up of engineers, lawyers, very astute, very intellectually intelligent partners. And what that does, it allows our company to really give the technical detail. We try to educate and inform partners, which is totally different than anybody else. This is not about trying to do a shell game. It's about making capital partners in the private sector really understand the U.S. energy landscape. And I think we've been doing it for 30 years. And that's what really sets us apart from everybody else.
All right, two things for our listeners. First of all, we hope you can come to Financial Fest on the 14th, Saturday. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning and meet Troy Eckerd and the folks at Eckerd Global. In the meantime, you can go to the website, Eckerd, that's E-C-K-A-R-D, eckerdglobal.com. Troy, looking forward to seeing you at Financial Fest. Thank you for joining us this morning.
That sounds good. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you.